So we've been on board Arkansas for probably just over 2 years now, and we are building a not just a warship. So we're taking it from initial construction, we're testing all the systems on board, and we're building a crew of warfighters. So bringing all these people, training them, certifying them, and then bringing all the systems online and making sure she's ready to do our mission when it's time. So we're looking at about 2 years now before it's delivered to the Navy, and it's a long process to build a submarine, and it takes a lot of people. And you know, kind of part of the reason we're here is to talk about that process and talk about what it takes to build a submarine and what it takes from, you know, people in the Navy. We're partnering up with the NJROTC unit to kind of provide mentorship to them and say, hey, here's what you would need to do if you were interested in joining the submarine force, and we'll give you some personal experiences and you can reach back to us. And also kind of talk about from just a manufacturing of the submarine industrial base and the trades, and you know, we need high quality welders, we need pipe fitters, we need people that are just willing to get that special certification and put in the time and the work and reap the rewards of being part of this awesome mission.
I would imagine it takes thousands of people to put a boat like this in the water.
Yeah, so Huntington Ingalls Industries in Newport News, Virginia actually is the largest employer in Virginia, and they have 25,000 people working at the shipyard. They are the only producer of the nation's aircraft carriers, and they produce about half of the nation's submarines. So lots of high quality, intensive work going on at the shipyard, and we're trying to build that base. We need more submarines. They're kind of, you know, probably the asset that can get in and deliver when nothing else can get in close. So we need that capability, and we need more of it.